No gimmicks. No pretense. Back to basics. God. People. You. Find your way.
Hi, my name is James Richards, and I'm helping you to be all you can be by all that God is.
Okay guys, I just watched one of the videos that I posted, and I felt the need to do one more. I was talking about walking the line. It might even end up being a series. And in this one, in the last one, I gave reasons for why we need to walk the line. And when I meant walk the line, that was talking about how we live in a world that is full of evil, but full of, you know, many good things too. But we've got to walk in between them and not get to the extremes of either side. And that's what the Bible commands us to do, not to be positive all the time and not to be negative all the time either, but to walk between it, knowing that both exist and living with the tension, you know, coping with it in whatever form it comes, because it comes. I think another reason why it's so difficult for many of us to do this, even though we're under the word every week and we hear the sermons and we listen to the songs, we don't get this in a way that would help our walk and give us a real view of the world we live in. It's because we're told nothing's going to happen to us. If you trust God, nothing bad's going to happen to me. If you trust God, you know, all good stuff, money's coming. And then we take it even further, like, if we get success in areas where we're trying to get more stuff, we're quick to label God with that. And if it's negative and it's dark, we're quick to label the devil with it. So we even package it a particular way, which helps us to live out the extremes, which I'm saying we should not do, because we're going to go through dark times and you're going to go through dark times. And you have to think, well, how is God in this? How is he keeping me? Now, if you think God keeps you because he's stopping you from going through anything that's harrowing, pain, or hellish, whatever you want to put your label on it, however you want to term it, you are mistaken. If you read the Bible, think about it. Think about what we see. Not what we're told, what we see when we read. People went through some horrible stuff. Lost their lives in it too. God did not save them. Now, yes, did miracles happen? Did God save people from certain things? Yes, he did, but not all the time. And it was exception to the rule. And the one who was his son who came didn't get saved at all, really. People spat at him. People punched him. People mocked him. He didn't just come, go to the cross and die. He went through a whole heap of torture before he got there, whipped with nails. He shouldn't have reached there. So why am I any different? And that's where we are. We can't tell people nothing's going to happen to you if you're a child. And it's very easy. It's very convenient. It's almost privileged to do it in parts of the West where it's still pretty quiet compared to the rest of the world. And the genocide and the wars and the stuff that's happening in other places. It's easy for us to say this. I think the rapture doctrine and the way it's treated helps this too. Because we have what I call a rapture mentality in a lot of pop Christianity. And this is the idea that nothing's going to happen to us, to the point where when it does get bad, and things are going to get very bad, if you think they're bad, they're going to get worse. God will take us out before it happens. God will take his church out. God will take his believers out. That's what the rapture is, basically. When things are about to go pee-tong in the world and the true motives of those who are doing whatever they're doing to run it comes out, and the Antichrist comes in whatever form or fashion, whether that's a man or a system, you know, people argue the toss, but right about now, that don't matter. The point is, the church won't be here. And there's some who argue that it won't. They're called the premillennials. There's some who are mid-trib who say we're going to be there in the mid, and post who say no, we're going to go through it, and all use the Bible to argue their case. But the point I want to make here is this, and it's very simple. whether we go through it or not, it's not the be all and end all, and it's not the reason why we should be fixing ourselves up, because you might die before the tribulation comes. You got a life to live. We don't know when the tribulation happens, if it's going to happen at all. So, at the end of the day, that what I call the rapture mentality is this, you know, again, putting ourselves in a cocoon. But look at the rest of the world. Look at the places where people are being beheaded today, burnt alive today, shot at today, people going to church with machine gun escort today. Think about Africa, think about the Middle East, think about parts of Asia. It's real. Like, it's so easy to say, oh, well, nothing's going to happen to us in the West. We're going to get taken out when it gets bad. Really? Just think about that. How almost privileged, pompous is to say, I don't know. You get my point. And if you bring that back to the local church, you bring that back to the way we teach, you bring that back to the way we share about how we need to live this life, the question needs to be asked, what does it mean then to be kept? Because I want to walk the line. I want you to walk the line. And if walking the line means things are going to happen to us, then we're not really being kept. What's the point of God? What's the point in being there? And yeah, you can't be in God to be kept from stuff. Because that then shows an issue with motive. And it's just not what God promises. Preacher might promise you that, but God never. But what the word says is that we are kept by having our thoughts and being fixated on his son, on Jesus. We're kept by the knowledge of him. So in other words, when hell comes, it's going to come, but we're not in it on our own. That's the key thing. When the pain comes, it's going to come, but we're not in it on our own. You're not in it on your own. When you don't know what to do, the confusion, yes, it's going to come, but you're not in it on your own. And that's the key thing. Similar to when Meshach, Shadrach and Abednego were in the fire, and the king looked and saw that they weren't dead and said, what's going on? I see another one who looks like a man, but he appears to be like the son of God, you know, an angel, another being. What's he doing in there? God never saved them from the fire, you know. He was in there with them, in it. That's a big thing to really think about. What kept them from the fire and standing in the midst of it was being in it with the one who could hold them in a miraculous way. And that proves God more than him just blocking all our issues, blocking the pain, blocking the warfare, blocking the hell, blocking the negative stuff that's going to come our way that we're told shouldn't if we're following the Lord. And you know, we're indoctrinated to think that it just couldn't possibly happen to us because we're going to be raptured. No. Whether it happens or not, God is with us. That's the key thing. Do your worst. God is with me. And the worst thing that can happen is death. And you know where that ends up for those of us who are his children. So we need perspective. So I wanted to do this video. And I hope you get something from it. I'm going to stop now because that was quite heavy. It's quite deep. But it will grow fast if you get it. You will grow fast if you get it and you hold to it. Because that lines up with the reality of life and truth. Truth is brutal. Truth has no friends. Truth has no parties. And truth is not a people pleaser. Truth is truth. And we need to talk it that way, share it that way, live it that way. It's the only way forward. I'm done. Walk the line. By understanding these things. Yeah, I'll see many things through life, but as long as God is with me, I can face my demons. I can face whatever is coming, because none of it is greater than the one who is with me. Now that's powerful, because you're not asking to be taken out of it. You're recognizing that the one who's with me is more powerful than that stuff. And when people look and see me in it and still getting through it, how can they not see that it's not of me? Because in their own mind, they're like, I could never do that. And you're right, you could never do it, and nor could I, and I'm not doing it. It's God who's keeping me. And he keeps his own. It doesn't look like what we would think it looks like, and it definitely does not look like how it's popularized. Because we need to go through some stuff. So I'm done. I hope that helps you walk the line. Don't know if there's any more to this. I don't think so. Who knows? I hope that helps you. Again, remember to subscribe to thewayministry.com. I'm helping you to be all you can be for all that my Father is, your Father. He's got so much for you. So take these things on board. Read your word. Get a new viewpoint of even the whole story of what Scripture is presenting. Watch God open up in a brand new way. So I hope you're blessed. We'll talk again. I'm sending in my heart blessings, love, and we'll reason another time. Share it with a friend, share it with family, share it with the church. You know, spark a conversation. Just follow God's lead. As long as it's helping you, I'm happy. So, I'm gone. My name is James, and we will talk soon. Take care.
No gimmicks. No pretense. Back to basics. God. People. You. Find your way.